Romans 4, 1 to 3. Did Abraham have anything to boast about? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your grace and mercy. Reveal more of your loving heart to us today through your word. We open our hearts to you and ask that you'd speak to us today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word. Paul explained God's way of salvation by grace through faith in Romans 3, 21 to 31. Now in chapter 4, Paul uses two Old Testament examples to illustrate his teaching, Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, and King David. Paul shows through the examples of Abraham and David that justification in God's sight has always been by faith. Paul began talking about boasting in Romans 3, 27. Which we talked a lot about last time. He said that faith excludes boasting. Boasting is rooted in pride, and it's a major problem for all of us human beings. When I think about the major problems and conflicts I have had, most of them stem from pride and boasting. This is true in our relationship with people and in our relationship with God. Paul continued to talk about boasting in Romans chapter 4, verse 1, by asking, well, what about Abraham? Did he have something to boast about? Let's begin by reading the verses 1 to 3. What should we say then about Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? What has he discovered? If Abraham has indeed been justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. We propose the following meditation questions for Romans 4, verses 1 to 3. Did Abraham have anything to boast about? Why or why not? How did Abraham become righteous before God? In verse 1, Paul asked whether Abraham had anything to boast about. What did Abraham find concerning his own human ability? Did he find that he could be saved through his own works? If Abraham was justified by his works, he would have something to boast about. However, Abraham could not boast before God because he was justified by faith and not by works. What did Abraham learn about his ability to accomplish God's will in the flesh, meaning through his own efforts? Genesis 16 gives the account of Abraham's attempt to help God. Abraham's wife, Sarah, said, Lord, the Lord has kept me from having children. Why don't you sleep with my servant? Maybe I can build a family through her. Abraham agreed with his wife. Abraham and Sarah thought that they could help God fulfill his promise by having a child through Hagar, Sarah's servant. This was not something God told them to do. It was an effort of their flesh. They were trying to make God's promise a reality through their own strength and cleverness. Abraham found out that his fleshly efforts to produce what God promised were not the will of God and did not bring about his promises. His fleshly efforts did not make him righteous. Instead, they resulted in serious problems for him and his family. Sometimes we also try to help God by making things happen in our own energy and ingenuity. These efforts are in the flesh, meaning that they are not sponsored or empowered by the Spirit of God. They are human attempts to do God's will in our own strength. Remember that Paul stated in verse 2 that if works justified Abraham, then he had something he could boast about. In our last session, we discussed why God chose to save us by faith through grace. If we could be made righteous by our own works, then we could boast of our own righteousness. God hates pride and boasting. He does not want anyone to boast before him. Abraham, the father of our faith, had nothing to boast about, and neither do we. Was Abraham declared to be righteous before God because of his works or because of his faith? We see in verse 3 that the scripture says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. This verse is found in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. God showed Abraham the stars in the sky and said, so shall your offspring be. In other words, God said that the number of Abraham's descendants would be uncountable, like the stars in the sky. When Abraham heard what God said, he believed. Abraham became righteous in God's eyes because of his faith. He trusted God and believed what God had promised. Abraham is the forefather of all Jewish people, so his example is of great importance. Showing that Abraham was justified by his faith rather than by works is the ultimate answer to the Judaizers who question Paul's teaching that God justifies us by faith alone. If works justified Abraham, then he had something to boast about. But verse 2 says, not before God. In other words, Abraham was not declared righteous in God's eyes because of the works that he did to earn righteousness. Abraham believed in God, and his faith was credited to him for righteousness. Therefore, he had nothing to boast about. Some people like legalism because it allows them to boast in what they've done. Legalism also slips into our thinking sometimes for the same reason. We want to boast about what we have accomplished. Of course, we would never say it out loud, and we can skillfully disguise it in Christianese. We can say all the right words, but inwardly be motivated by pride and the desire to boast in what we have done. Boasting is very subtle, but a very real temptation. Satan even tempted Jesus. Satan told Jesus to worship him, and he would give Jesus all the power, authority, and splendor of the world. Jesus answered, as it is written in the scriptures, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Boasting is centered in pride and puts us in the place of God. If we have a boastful heart, we will seek to become righteous independently of God and will not depend on the grace of the cross. Boasting leads us down a pathway away from the grace and mercy of God. Let's look at verse 3 again. It says, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. What does this mean? How was righteousness credited to Abraham? One time many years ago, I looked at our bank book. This was in Japan, and I saw that the bank had credited us with 10 million yen to our account. It was a mistake, but for a short time, we had an extra 10 million yen in our bank account. I called the bank, and they are very happy to return the money to its rightful owner. The good thing about the gospel is that God credited the righteousness of Christ to our account. It is not a mistake, and it will never be taken away from us. This is the meaning of justification. We have been legally declared not guilty. We are righteous in God's eyes, not because of our efforts to become righteous, but because Jesus took our judgment and forgave our sins through the cross. We receive the gift of righteousness because of what Christ has done for us and have nothing to boast about. How was Abraham justified before God? The account of how God justified Abraham is in Genesis 15, verses 1 to 6. It says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram, before his name was Abram, A-B-R-A-M, and later changed to Abraham, in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I'll just call him by his name, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said, so shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. God took Abraham out under the night sky and promised his offspring would be as numerous as the stars in the sky, even though Abraham was 85 years old and had no children. Abraham believed what God had promised, that he would do it. Then it says, Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham was justified by faith, not by works, so he had nothing to boast about. Righteousness was credited to Abraham, not because he earned it, but because he trusted God. Abraham was justified by faith and was made righteous in the eyes of God. We must grasp the central truth of the gospel. We are saved by faith in what Jesus has done for us, not by anything we did to earn it or to deserve it. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 states this truth succinctly. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God, not the result of anything you have done, so that no one can brag about it or no one can boast about it. How should we respond to this teaching in Romans 4 about justification by faith? First, I think we should be very grateful to God for his gift of grace in Christ. Our sins have been forgiven. We are righteous in his sight. Our sins have been washed away through the blood of Christ. Jesus suffered the judgment we deserve for our sins. We are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your great love. Thank you for the grace given to us through the cross. We were lost in sin, and you redeemed us. You set us free from guilt, shame, and the punishment of sins. We have nothing at all to boast about before you. We humbly bow before the cross and thank you for your great grace. In Christ's name, amen.